Hello friends, and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager. Through 2 decades plus of observing the markets, participating, analyzing, and through my experience, I would like to guide you and help you understand what is happening in the Indian markets right now and how to be able to pass through this tough phase which we are experiencing currently. So last week we saw a high amount of volatility in the market first. Volatility means in the same day we are seeing prices go up and down, or in the next couple of days. Overall, the market was in downward bias. Towards the end of the week, humne dekha kafi correction hua hai, and many stocks have fallen more which had already fallen, or stocks which have not already fallen have started to fall now, with exceptions. So first thing to understand is, why is this happening? Well, looking back, everything looks very clear. Hindsight is 2020, as they say. But still, over the last few weeks, ever since September, we had been observing and telling that valuations in the Indian markets are reaching high. Ab ye samajhne wali baat hai sabse pehle. Nothing goes forever up. If you look at last 2023 se leke abhi 2024 September tak, in 1.5 years, many stocks have given 2, 3, 4, 5x also. Case in point, example, if I just take of a very important large cap stock, Hero Motors, aap check kariye, 2300 se almost 6400, non-stop rise. So there was a certain point of time where markets had to correct. Ab wo kab hota hai aur kab hone wala hai kisi ko nahi pata, but when it happens, then reasons to justify that start coming in. Clearly, the Indian markets had to slow down. The slowdown has become a little bit more because the economic slowdown is being seen. Quarter 3 results were not in line with expectations. Quarter 4 are also expected to be low or medium, and some of them may miss expectations, but as such, the market expectations are low. Now, one important development that happened in the US market, and let us understand that, is that the job data that came out from US is positive. So one would say that uski wajah se to markets ko upar jana chahiye. Why is there a negative reaction? Well, because the economy is looking like doing well in the US, interest rate cuts may not happen, which is what the market was expecting in the US, and subsequently, probably that would be the expectation from India. Now that may not happen, which means bond yields started rising and are at high now. If you look at the 10-year bond yields, close to 5-5.5% now. And in other countries also, bond yields are rising. Which basically means ki agar kisi ko apne large amount of money ko deploy karna hai aur usko safely 8-8.5% mil raha hai, why would they take a bigger risk in deploying it to equities where valuations are not high? Corporate slowdown is being seen, and currently there is uncertainty with the new US president coming. What policies will he adopt and declare? No one is very clear. And in India, especially, a big event, which is the budget, is expected in February. That is a point to note. Now, coming to the budget, which is expected in February, people do not have high expectations because their expectations have not been met over the last few years, and negative surprises have come, which was one of them being the long-term capital gains being increased. And point to note also is that at the center, it is a coalition sort of government. So the government does not have complete freedom to implement policies as they like, but they have to appease more people. So kis taraf se kya hoga policy decision? और कहाँ बढ़ेगा वो भी क्लियरिटी पूरी नहीं है, राइट? सो बेसिकली दीज फैक्टर्स कैन बी यूज्ड एज जस्टिफिकेशन फॉर सीइंग द मार्केट प्राइसेस कमिंग डाउन. बट एट द सेम टाइम देर आर पॉकेट्स वेयर देर इज ग्रोथ, देर आर पॉकेट्स वेयर वैल्यू इज इमर्जिंग. अब वो समझना एक इन्वेस्टर के लिए बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल आर SIP इन्वेस्टर्स. So what should they do? Let us look at that vast majority. SIP investors many of them make this classical mistake at this time where they stop their SIP. क्यों? Market और गिरेगा तब start करेंगे. तो let us help you understand, historically this decision has not been right for most people. Why? Because इसका मतलब है आपको, you have to be right two times. Basically, you have to time it the right time to stop and then the right time to start again. Right? So if you look at it, that's very, very difficult to achieve. If we are a long-term investor, which basically means we are deploying funds which we do not need in the immediate future, next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years also, these temporary movements should not bother us. It is time to zoom out. Zoom out means just cut the noise out. Do not listen to the news. Do not listen to day-to-day price movements. And just look at the past data. Let us look at 1990, or maybe let's look at last 30 years till now. There have been wars around the world. There have been domestic turmoil. There have been recession. There have been the great financial crisis. There had been the dot-com bust. There has been a huge pandemic in the world, which literally stopped the world. Even then, overall, there has been growth of approximately 12 to 14% per annum. So if we are looking at the overall economy, which basically means we are looking at the index and we take a broader view, growth will continue to happen over a period of time. This short-term movements should not be disturbing us. Problem kahan hoti hai that, you know, we work out of emotions. Most people look at things emotionally. Most people start looking at news, their friend or prices every day, start looking at their portfolio, which does not make sense. Let me also give a very important point which will help probably people settle down and think, you know, with a level head. If you want to look at your index performance if you want to look at your portfolio performance, index ko dekhiye agar 10% correct hua hai aur agar aapka portfolio bhi top se 10, 11, 12 bhi percent correct hua hai, to you are fine because the entire market has corrected. But just because this is a correction, it doesn't mean that the world is coming to an end or, you know, prices will continue to fall. Just like the way prices don't continue to keep on rising, the prices don't continue to keep on falling. Kahan se reverse hoga? The correct answer to that is nobody knows. Anybody who claims to know is misleading you or probably trying to get some kind of attention for their own benefit. So the best way to navigate through this tough phase is to look at what is happening around the world, policy decisions and locally, yes. But if something we cannot control, which is what is the way the economy will go, we have to work on developing our own knowledge and skills to be able to make the right decisions. So do read financial news, yes, but do read about sectors, do read about growth or degrowth, where is happening, and continue to invest in the SIPs which we have, because that is diversification, that is not focusing on one sector. At the same time, also learn what are different asset classes, different kind of asset classes, not only equity, how to be hedged, jise bolte hain, against this volatility. And, you know, just focus on developing our own skills to improve our income, which is very, very, very important, right? Taking time away from that and trying to understand and analyze where will the stock market go, where will the prices go, is an utter waste of time. A very, very key point, again, you know, this is just guidance and neutral views, and it is not stock-specific information that we ever want to give here, and we're not capable of that too, is that we should stay away from short-term trading. Right now, the market is not very conducive to short-term trading. Unless and until somebody is very skilled, understands technical indicators very well, and knows what risk management is all about, you know, they should just stick to what they are doing, is investing their surplus money and continue to believe in the fact that the economy will grow. And what they are putting their money to good use will beat inflation over a period of time. Finally, I would like to say that lower down the expectations from the returns, because if we have heard 30, 40, 50% per annum, it is not realistic and not sustainable. So over a period of 7 to 8 or 10 years, beating inflation or, you know, doing well in the upper teens, 16, 17, 18 is extremely, extremely good for us to be able to create enough cash that we can rely on in the later years. Take care, stay safe, and make the right decisions. Till the next edition of Equity Manager Podcast, have a good weekend, week, and days ahead.